True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland. Episode 5. My, how time flies.
Woo-hoo.
Jim Krenn, no so restrictions. How many?
No restrictions is about 260 episodes.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's over 40, over 40 years.
Yeah. He started before podcasts were podcasts.
No, that's fantastic. And we want to thank again the guys 23rd and Vine here on East Carson Street. That's Bob, Lou, and Ray for letting us hang out and do this podcast. Right on East Carson Street, so you can't miss them, near the Birmingham Bridge, if you want to come down and have a great wine, maybe a Smokey Robinson wine, right?
You know, Smokey Robinson wine's great, actually. And the labels are real cool. They have all different themes of his songs. It's really fun.
So each and every week, we bring you somebody new, engaging, that we want to introduce you to. Christy Lachlan is the Eat and Drink news editor with Next Pittsburgh, but she's so much more. Christy, we appreciate you coming out.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you, Christy, for having me.
And here's the crazy part. So we were talking about last week's episode. We were talking about the Haunted Housewives of Pittsburgh, talking about Bob Cramner's possessed house that he wrote about that we're going to visit next week, talking about the exorcist priest that Jim Krenn knows. And we start talking about horror films, and we start talking about Chiller Theater and Bill Cardill, Chilly Billy, and I look up, and Christy's wearing a T-shirt with Chilly Billy Chiller Theater.
It's a tremendous T-shirt. I would have worn my Terminal Stare T-shirt head, I know.
Where did you get that?
I got this at the Horror Realm Convention many, many years ago.
The Horror Realm Convention?
Where is that? Cleveland.
It's in Pittsburgh. No.
No?
Yeah. This is in the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and they had it last March, okay. Because of COVID, it wasn't like the typical kind of convention, but they're supposed to have it again in November this year.
Wait, it's coming up. We gotta go.
Yeah.
I have never been to a horror
Let's tape there.
Convention.
Yeah.
What's there? I mean, artifacts
Yeah, they just have vendors. They have special guests, I think, Danielle Harris from like the Halloween movies, she's going to be there, and like some other, just, you know, if you're a horror nerd, you would know.
Is Danielle Harris the one who was the Halloween guy, Michael Myers?
Danielle, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. She was the one that Michael Myers, like, it was his
Chased?
Niece or something. It's a very long, convoluted history with the Halloween movies.
I just watched the latest one.
With Jamie Lee Curtis is back.
Yes, I just watched it.
Is it good?
Yes, very good.
She's on her 238th episode as well.
Did you guys
see with Halloween
Halloween
movies?
5 is my favorite, though. That's the scariest for me.
Danielle Harris is in that.
Well, somebody...
That's her. Great. The little girl. Yeah.
Somebody posted a video that went viral of a guy dressed up like Michael Myers and what he does to train to live through each movie. And it's hilarious. He's on a treadmill. He's running and doing all this stuff. It's actually pretty funny.
It's amazing how he does catch people.
Yeah. Michael Myers. And then he gets away.
and he gets away.
No matter what they do to him, he comes back.
Yeah, yeah. He's very
kind of like the IRS.
We could sign him as a defensive end for the Steelers. He's very fast.
Him and
get
TJ
to the quarterback.
Watt.
Yeah, the other side. That'd be great.
Where are you from? Childbirth. Where were you born?
I was born at Allegheny General Hospital on the north side.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. I grew up in Cranberry. I graduated from Plum High School, so I guess my parents have a thing for fruit.
Your Mustang. Yeah, Cranberry to Plum.
Yeah.
Where are you going next?
I went to Pitt, and now I live in Westview.
You are pure Pittsburgh. I love it.
You are pure
all
Pittsburgh.
The way.
And we haven't heard you say a Yinz yet.
No. My dad says Dan, Hass.
My mom said Yinz.
A couple beers.
What about your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Lou,
will, after a couple glasses of wine, Lou slips into the Pittsburghese, and I do myself, too, after a couple, you know, pops. I'll go right into that, you know, say, what's going on? I turn into Stanley Pikachowski. I just do. Say, it's part of me. What
so
can I say?
How long have you been with Next Pittsburgh, and how did you get in to be the eat and drink part of your job description?
I don't really know. I worked for the Trib full time, and then my daughter was born, so I decided to take some time off, and mm-hmm. then I just never really went back. And then I wanted to start writing again, and just contacted Next Pittsburgh, and they said,
so
sure.
Eat and drink is the greatest thing in the world.
It's
I love those two
best
things.
Kind of job.
I wanted to be your assistant because you probably don't pay for a drink anywhere you go and eat, right? They're probably like afraid of you. Like they want to impress you.
Well, I don't share food, but I probably would with you.
That's a pet peeve. That is a pet peeve of mine also. I just want everyone to know. I don't like sharing food. If we all go to a Chinese restaurant, because what happens is everyone orders, I get what I want, and I end up getting the least of what I like.
Yeah.
Same problem?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like to eat.
I'm going on the record saying I'll share.
I love that Gandhi approach. I love that giving approach.
Yes.
I admire it. I just don't got it in me.
Well, that's like that Saturday Night Live bit they used to do where the family were like bird people and they fed each other. But that's
that's really giving.
It's not half. So who isn't into food? But how did Pittsburgh become this recognized international foodie destination?
I don't know exactly when that happened, but it seems like within the last 10 years, maybe even less. And now things are just popping up. I mean, there's probably two restaurants that opened while we've been talking. So it's just nonstop, which I think really shows the drive that people in the restaurant industry have to like all these places have opened within the last 2 years,
and particularly during the COVID era too.
So they've changed the way they do business. Some breweries are just production only, or you know you don't actually go in and sit down. It's just to go. So they've really reworked their business models and made it really fun and just like an interesting
scene. We touched on it a little bit about Pittsburgh, but I think it was about you'd know more than that. How long ago was Zagat gave us an award, right, of being one of the better cities for restaurants, right?
Yeah.
About 5-6 years ago, right?
Yep.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
And I remember interviewing the woman who was the head of Zagat or whatever, the representative, and I asked her why. And she said, and we touched upon it, like I said, last episode, Paul Drew. Apologize if I'm repeating, but she said that chefs in like New York and LA, their sous chef, their second chef, is a great chef, very talented, up and coming, and they want to open restaurants. And if you want to open a restaurant in New York or LA, it's $1 million for like a little place, probably real estate. And somehow, somebody must have come here, they said, and it started a whole pipeline of great sous chefs coming in from New York and Los Angeles, and that's how we started getting these great restaurants. Is that you agree with that?
I heard someone. I was interviewing someone last week, and she lived in New York City for a long time, and she said she lives in Dormont now. She said it's kind of like a little microcosm of New York City. Like you can walkable neighborhoods. You could, you know, get everything you need right in the neighborhood where you live. Which
Dormont,
if Camp Hades Pizza,
you could make it in Dormont. You could make it anywhere. That's pretty cool, huh?
Dormont is really doing great things.
But we're seeing that with a lot of little neighborhoods, right? Our neighborhoods in Pittsburgh, you know, from Dormont, little restaurants.
Lawrenceville, look what that became.
Yeah, Lawrenceville, right? Aspinwall, all these little areas are getting these cool restaurants.
Right, because it used to be just the South Side was like the place to go back. Yep. I had my 21st birthday here. I fell down the stairs at Smoke and Joe's. I mean,
that's for another episode.
Yep. We're with Christy Lachlan, eat, drink, and news editor with Next Pittsburgh. So I think Jim and I can relate to this. When we were growing up, You didn't go to a restaurant as a family. Now, I mean, people didn't eat out
for
like
my
they,
birthday.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like McDonald's.
That. Winkies. Yeah. Sandy's was a big deal. Eaton Park was around.
Sandy's?
Yes.
You
don't
remember that with me. I used to love that place.
I remember Bob Prince, who was the great voice of the Pirates for many years. He would say, you know, talk about Sandy's. And I'm thinking...
Do you remember there?
You don't remember a Sandy's.
You it lasted like a year.
I wasn't.
It was a fast food
restaurant.
I don't know. But
Winkies.
We should bring back Sandy's. But do you remember what the sandwich was called? Sandy's. It was like the Big Scott or something like that. It had like nothing to do with Sandy's. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
you know,
Sandy.
Their like form of like
That's
their
right.
double burger or something had nothing to. Thus,
it looked like
didn't
Edinburgh.
Last a long time.
Sandy, you're right. It had
right?
a Scottish theme.
Yes. Like I don't know how you remember that.
What?
Because it lasted like a year. But I used to go there too when I was little. I don't know why I liked it. I loved Winkies, though. I missed the big
Who
Winkies.
Would eat at a place called Winkies?
I love Winkies. Used to love it.
The fries
I missed the big
good.
Wink, I said. I missed it.
But my point is, when we were kids, we didn't go to restaurants. Yeah. So now, you know, it seems like everybody goes multiple times a week.
Yes.
Because we don't like to cook as much anymore,
and
right?
I do
and Pittsburghers
cook.
Love to eat. I figured that's why we're such a big foodie city, because we just like to eat.
We do.
Plop it down in front of us, and we'll eat it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some of your favorites,
yeah,
Christy.
Yeah, we want to know.
Well, I know I wasn't going to talk about breweries until next week, but this one opened up by my place in Westview. It's actually in Ross Township. It's Necromancer Brewing. And since it's October, it's kind of fitting for this because they have a very spooky vibe.
Oh.
All of their labels and their artwork in their brewery, skeletons and stuff like that, and very just winkies, just very tongue-in-cheek kind of like labels, and it's very funny.
Didn't the Spirit Store used to be in that same location? And then it was USA Baby before
which
that.
Which I think remember,
you know this. My
well,
God,
because,
that's amazing.
Because I went there to get baby furniture
I bought for my
child.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed. That was how you were, I thought you were going to go into the 50s.
USA Baby. Like you could, if you want an earworm to last the next, like, I don't know, 9 months, Google USA Baby commercial and you'll be singing it. You'll remember it.
Okay.
Having a baby and feeling
good. You won't be able to forget
Is that the jingle?
It.
Yeah, it's a great jingle. It's really funny.
I hear it's haunted now because
it
of
is.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Probably more for that than the Spirit Halloween store. But yeah, so it used to be USA Baby. It was a Spirit Halloween, and now it is a brewery, which is the greatest thing for me.
Okay.
Really great beers. And last week they showed all of the Evil Dead movies in the brew house, and I sat there by myself and I watched them.
So it's a big place.
It's a big place. Eventually, okay. In 2022, maybe a little longer, it's depending with COVID, they're supposed to open a 300-seat kind of a beer hall.
Wow.
In there. So
cool.
It's
tremendous.
And where is this again?
This is on Babcock Boulevard in Ross Township.
Okay.
I think it was our second episode. I talked about Pussity's Garden, and you two looked at me like,
right.
What are you talking about? You have to
yes.
know about Pussity's Garden. I'm sure you've been there.
Yes.
I'm
just so impressed by that.
They just redid... the whole thing, and I think they opened in the spring after like a 2-year closure or something like that, but it's a gorgeous Thai restaurant. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, you walk in and you don't think you're in Pittsburgh.
No, it's very...
Huh.
All right, who else is on your list?
Let's see. Well, I wrote an entire article about the meatloaf at Fig and Ash on the north side on East Ohio Street.
I'm a big meatloaf fan.
Chef Corey is just amazing, and... I could not get enough of this meatloaf. And then the brownie that I had for dessert was probably the best dessert.
What made the meatloaf? What made the meatloaf so unique? I'm a meatloaf connoisseur.
Well, it's not like a red sauce like my mom made.
I was going to say, which I was going to say, is it red sauce or is it gravy?
It's like a gravy.
Either one or the other. There's no in between.
I'm a brown sauce.
Yeah. So
I'm a red sauce.
You would love this. It's like a whole, it's different kinds of meats. I can't really explain it in a way that we make it sound appetizing, comes up. I'm really bad at that, but even though that's what I do for a living.
Is it like charred? Is it like charred on the outside kind of thing?
Yeah, and you just have to go experience it.
Is it a firm meatloaf?
Yes.
I like firm meatloaf.
It is a firm.
Firm? I like it, yeah, a little charred on the edges. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And a little firm.
Yeah.
Like grandma would make it.
Like my grandma.
Yeah.
Fig and Ash.
Fig and Ash.
And where is that exactly
it
on
is
the
on
north side?
East Ohio Street.
Okay.
You know what's interesting? I don't know why, guys, lately I've been getting into Bloody Marys. And I think the reason I like it is because it seems like every place has a different way of making it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like a dinner. There's like 9 things in it. And you're like, wow. It's like, where's the best Bloody Mary?
You know? I'm going to say Beer's Pub, also on the north side on Western Avenue.
Okay.
It's a make your own, but they have different kind of mixes, like a garlic infused spicy mix. And it's just so good.
Make your own?
You can make your own.
Wow.
They start you off with like the base vodka, and then you just add your own mix and all your little...
All your stuff.
Yeah. All the
all right, Christy, if you had to pick one place, if people were coming from out of town to visit with us, and they said, take us to the best restaurant in Pittsburgh, where would we go?
Well, when people ask me that, I can't think of any place I've ever eaten in my entire life. But my brother's girlfriend did go into labor after eating at the Eagle Food and Beer Hall.
Wait, is that a good or bad thing?
I think that's good.
The fried chicken was so good.
I think you and I are good.
She had a baby.
We're okay.
We got to try that. Though.
I don't think it'll work for the two of you.
I just want to try the chicken now, the fried chicken.
Where is this place?
Was the baby named Wing or something? Or
his name is Max, but Max the chicken. But it is downtown, more towards the Strip District. It's on Penn Avenue.
Okay.
Eagle Food and Beer Hall. They started in Ohio, and they have locations, multiple locations in Ohio, and then they just came here. They just opened just a few months ago.
Okay.
That's I'm all about ambiance. As far as ambiance goes, what restaurant would you recommend?
Well, definitely Pusidi's Garden for that.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you on that one.
How many seats to the, how many tables? Is that real small?
It's big.
Sheila, where was it located
big.
Again?
That's in
what area was
Lawrenceville.
Is it Lawrenceville place?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you like burgers, Moonlit Burgers, I mentioned Dormont. Moonlit Burgers is opening in Dormont probably sometimes this month. It's really hard to gauge when people are opening because there's so much red tape nowadays. But really good smash burgers at Moonlit. They're incredible.
It's amazing. That's cool. The Dormonts seems to be getting hot, like you said.
They are.
In a way, right?
They're getting a new brewery. They have Arsenal. Cider is over there now.
And Bellevue is now starting to pop since they got a liquor license a few years ago. They're starting to get some really cool spots on their main drag.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln Avenue Another Brewery. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lot with the... I can tell you're a real aficionado of the brew places.
I like beer.
What's your favorite?
Right now, Necromancer is my favorite. I really don't have a favorite. I just... That one's the closest to me. But I also love Two Phrase Brewing. They opened in Garfield. And Garfield's a very nebulous area. I don't know where it ends or where it begins, but it's between like Friendship, Bloomfield, East Liberty.
They all meld together.
Together. But it's right on Penn Avenue, and they're just wonderful people. They have a nice outdoor area that's pet-friendly. And they're just really good people.
I could bring Larry.
You could bring Larry.
Oh, God.
Did you date?
Larry the
Poor
dog.
Larry.
Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant this. Oh.
Yeah, this Larry, too.
And Millville's been popping a little bit since...
Yeah.
You know, Lawrenceville's been almost fished out to the sense that everything that can be done there has been. Mm-hmm. So people have crossed the river to Millville, and you have Mr. Small's Funhouse as an entertainment place and an old church and these some small breweries,
Very Pittsburgh thing to do. Grist House, not so small anymore. They're expanding, and then they're opening up a formal missile site in Collier Township that's going to be their new brewery. It's like this massive endeavor. Not really sure when that's opening, but what a adventure that's going to be.
Well, cool. Read all about it. Next Pittsburgh. Christy Lachlan, and next week you're going to talk about the brew houses, right, and the beers.
Sure.
Well, we appreciate you coming out with your Chili Billy shirt.
Can't wait to next week's shirt.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here.
Pressure's on now.
Thank you.
All right, stick around. Odyssey, that's the free app, AUDACY. You can download it, and it turns your phone into an amazing transistor radio. But you can also click and listen. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland. And you're going to meet a man named Boaz in a moment.
I like it.
Episode 5, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, coming to you from 23rd and Vine on East Carson Street. Thanks to Bob Bazzelli, Lou Caputo, and Ray Sefcik.
You got
the proprietors. Yeah, they're great guys. And this is a cool spot. Yeah, right near the
10.
Birmingham Bridge. On East Carson Street in the fabulous, exciting South Side. And we want to welcome Boaz Frankel. Boaz, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to be here. I appreciate the invitation, although I will note that there's no wine here. No one's offered me a glass of anything.
Wait, there's wine all the way around here. None are open right now.
It's early, Boaz.
But you know what, though? We could. You know,
that's
we could rectify that
after
situation.
That's because
in fact,
after
we could reach right behind us.
That was after the first episode. When Larry gets a couple glasses of wine, you got to watch out. We almost got arrested.
Well, that's where the unfiltered
part comes in. Keep the wine away from Larry.
Boone's
Dick
Farm.
Roberts, our producer, knows
Strawberry
that's
Hill. That's the name of the
wine.
Did you ever hear of that? Boaz?
No,
you never had
so.
Boone's Farm.
You mind me asking how old you are?
He's too young.
Very
I'm
delicious.
39.
It's a dessert wine.
Okay. I think Boone's Farm went out of business
after we grew
thankfully.
Up 40 years
grew
ago.
Out of
it.
I just missed it. Dang it.
So Boaz has a connection to Christy Loughlin through Next Pittsburgh. That's part of what you do, but you're a writer, film and TV. I love this. Experimental storytelling.
Experiential.
Oh.
That's all right.
I do it all. All that stuff.
I'm looking with you.
And kazoos.
Yeah.
They all go together, though.
The kazoo is...
Thank you, Sheila.
Natural.
The true journalist in the bunch.
Form. I'm with you, though. I was right with you.
Experimental storytelling.
I read it, too. I read it experimental.
Storytelling. Isn't that what that's storytelling
why,
is?
Right. That's why Sheila's
I was going to say, what the hell is that? All right. Experiential storytelling. Yeah. Now, what is that?
What is experiential storytelling? Well, it's just telling a story in an unusual way. So, you know, you could tell a story with a book, but you could also tell a story through a theme park ride or a roller coaster or a museum exhibit or through a series of smells. So I like, I guess, incorporating a lot of different mediums into the stories that I tell, I suppose.
I was a fortunate of George Dawes Green, who invented the moth, had me do a moth episode. Is it like that? Like the moth where... it's a podcast, great, where they do storytelling. People do, I guess it sounds like the same type of thing.
I did my Ultra Boy
story, but it could be they had Salman Rushdie tell the story.
Salman Rushdie?
Yes, it's all...
It's getting classy.
On YouTube. Yeah, it's just interesting where it could be all walks of life telling stories of their lives or, you know, with certain themes. And
definitely.
You know, it's kind of cool. So that's what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
And you've actually gone on to write a book with your spouse,
yeah,
talking about how weird relationships get,
yes,
as we move into the relationships. I got to hear more
material.
About this.
Well, I think
what's so weird about your relationship with your wife?
Well, I think every relationship, I feel like we call it the same thing, like, oh, this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever. Mm. But like that means something totally different to everybody. For someone, that means like this is the person I love going fly fishing with. Or for somebody, it might lean like this is the person who I love like arguing with, or I love going to horror movie conventions. So it means like such a different thing to everybody that I think it's interesting to explore, you know, sort of all the different things a relationship can mean and all the weird things you can sort of show your love.
Like, so, what? I'm sorry. I'm intrigued with the relationship stuff. How to handle arguments and things like that. Is that what this is about?
That's getting too serious.
Oh, yeah, so it's not. It's,
I'm not a therapist like a here. I can't solve these problems.
Hey, first of all, what's the name of the book?
I thought I'd get some free therapy here. I'm sorry. Jimmy, I thought I saved $200.
Jimmy was shooting for some free therapy.
Yeah,
and you called him out on it. What is
stuffbyboaz.com? Yeah.
Is your separate website from what you do with Next Pittsburgh, and you do all these other things. So why did you choose to come to Pittsburgh?
You know, it's funny. Have you ever had the experience where you learn a new word and then you see it everywhere?
Yeah.
So that's how Pittsburgh felt to me. I grew up on the West Coast, and my wife and I lived there for a while. We lived in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And at a certain point, we like realized we had to move back to the U.S. and didn't know where to move. And then there was one week where it felt like everybody and their mother was just talking about Pittsburgh.
Really? That's cool.
It was like...
We love that.
Wild. And so it was just like, well, let's check out Pittsburgh at least. So we were going to the U.S. anyways to go to a friend's wedding. We stopped in Pittsburgh for a long weekend. And I just emailed people who I thought were doing interesting things in Pittsburgh and like, hey, do you want to, like, you know... Would you like grab coffee with me? Who would you hang out with me? And like every people were game. So like David Highfield was like, sure, let's go to coffee. Like Rick Seaback was like, let me give you a tour of the city and take you to lunch.
Wow.
And so everybody was just like so kind and like welcoming that it was like, oh, okay, cool. And I was just like really struck by Pittsburgh. It is like the weirdest place I've ever lived in the best
wait
possible
a minute.
Way.
Wait a minute. You spent time in Portland, Oregon. Talk about weird. I grew up in Portland, Oregon.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. So I know all about weird. Pittsburgh's
I grew up in Portland, Oregon
Portland.
Also. Is this going to get off Portland? What part of Portland did you grow up in?
Southwest Hills. Went to Wilson High School.
I went to Wilson High School.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? No.
You went to my high school.
I grew up right off Vermont in like Multnomah Village.
You are kidding me. Oh, my gosh.
You've got a lot to talk about. Okay, forget the Pittsburgh. This is all about Portland today.
Oh, wow. Okay, but let's face it. Portland's a weird city.
It is. It is.
It becomes weirder by the day. But I want to know if you had this experience that I did. So I'd never been to Pittsburgh, only heard trash about Pittsburgh. This was back probably before you were born. Anyway, came through the tunnels, saw the city, and my reaction was, it reminds me of home. It reminds me of Portland.
Yeah. For sure.
Did you have
all
that
the rivers,
as well?
The bridges, all the beer. It does feel very Portland-like, and just the topography
yeah.
that there's like so much, the trees are wrong, there's not enough evergreen trees, but there's a lot of hills. It's really beautiful and striking, and definitely there's a Portland resemblance.
See, to me, outside the fact that we don't have prostitutes in a window on swings, we're more Amsterdam to me.
Yeah.
It depends on which part of town. Didn't
well,
they have?
I was going to say, we don't really have the red light district.
Well, wait a minute.
And pot,
no.
pot isn't freely available around
that.
Here.
We don't have that.
Sheila,
no.
you probably reported
Where
on
Amsterdam,
this.
Where Amsterdam, other than that?
Do you remember the story? I'll never forget Ralph Iannotti outside. It was called the Climax. It was a drive-through strip joint on Route 22. And he was standing where you couldn't see the window. I'm standing here in front of the entrance to the Climax drive-through.
I never understood that drive-through concept. That didn't catch on, did it? The drive-through strip.
Well, did you ever do a story about that?
No, I didn't. Fortunately.
How do you do that?
Fortunately,
you
I've never
drive up. You drove
like
up. You literally drove up. Not that I went. But you drove.
Somebody
up.
Told you.
Somebody told me. I used to pass it coming home from IUP. But you drove up and you like ordering fries and whatever. You ordered a dance and the stripper would dance for you and then you.
I'll
you
have
the
69,
money,
please. Oh, wait,
then,
this is unfiltered,
boom,
though.
Out.
This is unfiltered.
You can say that.
So, okay, so we really are the weirdest city, then, apparently, because we have drive-through.
We did.
Yeah.
Didn't catch on.
Pittsburgh's got Portland beat. I know Portland does have the most strip clubs per capita, but I don't know if they ventured into the drive-through realm,
that
which did, is it takes it to the next level.
It didn't make it. I put a big investment in that, too. It didn't make it.
until Pittsburgh gets Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
You know, we're really not,
there yet.
The last show before the pandemic on the road, as far as the road, I was in L.A. a few weeks ago, you know, but before that, the pandemic, I was in Portland at a comedy club, Portland Comedy Club. So I got to spend a week there. It was the first time ever there. And the first thing I did think was it reminds me of Pittsburgh a lot. It really does. The whole vibe, the people, the people were just, you know, Pittsburgh's a neighborhood place, as you know, and friendly. And I just thought, I don't mind. And I could see us becoming almost in the foodie side. We're catching up. Portland's really a foodie city, I thought.
I think
but I think they're changing.
Not as much
now.
Well, our
right.
producer.
But they do have Voodoo Donuts, as our producer, Dick
Voodoo
Roberts,
Donuts, right,
Roberts
Dick?
Pointed
That's
out.
That's right.
Yeah,
well,
to bring
and Voodoo
that.
Donuts are tame now.
Uh-huh.
When they started, it used to be like you would get a Voodoo Donut that would be like filled with Pepto-Bismol.
Oh,
or they would
really?
Have them with like, you know, like Advil sprinkled on top. That was when they first opened. Then they got a letter from the FDA, and then they
Stop
toned
that.
It down. And they're like, let's just put bacon on top.
I had the
that my cures
first,
everything.
I, it was at the show. I remember they kept talking about it. They are a great donut.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
in great this donut. City, as a experiential storyteller.
Uh-huh. Are you making fun of me, Larry?
No, I'm making fun of myself.
Yes. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him
Jimmy
fool you.
And I do experimental storytelling.
Yes.
This is
trust me, they do.
What would be if you were describing for anyone outside the region, we kind of get it. We always want to know. Anybody that comes to this town, and you found this to be true, I'm sure, every Pittsburgher wants to say, what'd you think about Pittsburgh? You know, they want to know what you
right.
think of us.
Right.
What story would you tell to anyone outside of Pittsburgh about us?
Well, I think people don't realize, the thing that stuck with people is like, oh, steel and recession. Those are sort of the two things. But I don't think mm-hmm. they realize like, well, the recession was a big deal because it was the richest city in the world 100 years ago.
Right.
Like that. You know, I don't think people realize that what came before the recession. So because of that, Pittsburgh and Portland are pretty similarly sized towns, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Portland has one fine art museum. Pittsburgh has how many art institutions and like this crazy good opera and ballet and so many amazing theater companies, because there still is that steel and glass and ketchup money floating around town to all these.
Right.
And
arts
we're also
very
one
culture.
Of the most literate cities in the country, too, which most people probably wouldn't
Get
expect.
Out.
We really are. And, of course, we have CMU here in Pitt. And
well, yes, I'm looking at Bob Bozzelli, who is one of our gracious hosts here at 23 and Vine on East Carson. But he spent most of his career as a high-end money manager and advisor at the highest level. So he knows all about the money. He's so wealthy, he used to play Monopoly as a child with real cash.
And yet, real houses, too.
And yet he can't afford to bring us a glass of wine.
Yeah. Come on, Bob. We need to get on that. Boaz wants some wine.
Boaz wants booze.
I'm telling you, we got to keep the wine away from wine.
You'll come here and you'll get nothing and like it. Yeah.
No, but seriously, you're right. I mean, the Carnegie Mellon, you know, the Skaife family is, you know, the money that was here.
Right.
Because Andrew Carnegie felt guilty after, you know, he was making
tons of
bread. Being
not a great employer.
Yeah. When he got, something happened to him late in life where he said, I'm going to give some of his money back.
Him and Rockefeller.
And create a library.
Got into
a museum.
J.P. Morgan passed away, and him and Rockefeller, he was worth money these times equal to, you know how Bill Gates is worth, what, $65 billion or whatever? He was worth $650 billion or something, equal money. That $650 billion, so Rockefeller's worth close to that.
Well,
not quite,
give you an example.
And he gave it away.
I just read this morning. The richest man in the planet right now, or on the planet, is... Elon Musk.
Oh.
Elon Musk has $241 billion, but they're tracking him out because of SpaceX to be the first trillionaire.
Wow.
Whoa.
And if you're saying nuts. He had more than that then in terms of
Musk
spending power.
Top with a trillion.
But was he happy?
No.
Who's to say?
No.
I don't know. Probably
so,
not.
Noah, so I want to go back to your book. We never did get the title of the book.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of a secret. That's why. No, I'll tell you. It's called Let's Be Weird Together.
Okay, so how weird are you and your wife? We want to get down to the nitty-gritty here, Boaz. Okay,
well,
why are we talking about unfiltered, so...
You can find that out in the book. Let's find out how weird you and your partners are right now.
You're evading
Jim,
the question.
Jim Krenn, stand-up comedian, actor, producer, writer,
director, mime.
And you have
all around Renaissance
Sheila
man.
Hyland, esteemed journalist,
esteemed.
But so much more.
Yeah.
World renowned.
What do you want to ask any of us?
Well, I'll tell you what I am interested about. I was sort of Googling all of you. I didn't grow up here. I think if you grew up here, people probably know you a little better. I'd heard of you, but I did some research, and I was watching a lot of YouTube clips of Wake Up with Larry Richard.
Oh, God.
From the KDKA days. Which was so fun. I'm like, why isn't anything on television this fun anymore? It seemed like you were having a blast. You were playing harmonica in one episode.
Yeah, we had a morning television show. And KDK was always considered to be conservative overall, but they wanted to kind of break through and do something different in the morning. So they wanted a radio show on TV. So we had a set that had all this great stuff on, including a jukebox. And it was non-traditional.
It was a great show, actually.
Yeah.
It was Jim, fun.
And then I met Jim. Jim was big star on WDBE radio. And I knew Sheila from television, anchor woman. She's not just a woman, Boaz. She's an anchor woman.
Esteemed.
I will hold you down.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I had this chance. I was a radio guy, and they said, hey, would you consider hosting this show? And I got to meet a lot of cool people, and it really launched
Christina Aguilera.
When she was 9.
Wexford.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She was 9 years old. It's
9 on my show. I used to have Steve Vai. Remember the great guitarist Steve Vai?
Yes.
We had Laurie Anderson, a singer. We had Bruno Sammartino, the world's greatest wrestler. He was the WWF originally, now it's WWE.
Oh,
he
didn't
was
you work on a documentary?
Greatest star.
Yeah.
You know, so the coolest thing for me was to be able to meet not just famous people, though, but I eventually met Jim and Sheila. And look where we are.
I know.
In the basement while they're doing construction across
Carson,
the...
We can hear
Carson. This was a dream.
With nothing to drink.
But yeah. Living the dream.
Yes.
Yeah.
We wanted to always
so
do.
You mentioned playing harmonica.
Bob, we're just kidding.
Yeah, Bob's going up to get us some drinks.
Bob's getting his wine
so,
out.
So, Boaz, you not only play kazoos, and you could play harmonica.
Yeah, I brought up harmonica because I was hoping you'd come back to kazoo.
You've got like a kazoo museum or something?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it sort of started by accident. When I was working in Seattle many years ago, the office I was in, it was sort of a startup-y office, and they had a bunch of glass cases for some reason. I was like, we got to put something in here. So I had a couple kazoos. I put them in there, and then I started going on eBay and getting some other kazoos, and... Well, next thing you know, it sort of grew, and now it's, you know, open 5 days a week in Beaufort, South Carolina. We just did a big overhaul.
Really?
This summer, and it's and thousands of people visit every year.
You're a part of this.
I started it. It's my collection. I curate it.
I would love to, maybe next time you do a duet kazoo harmonica with Larry.
Yeah.
Well,
duet.
Hold on,
Jim.
I brought kazoos for all of you right now.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah,
all right,
hold on one
Boaz
second.
Frankel.
Oh, he he's getting his
stuff
kazoo.
By wow. Boaz.com from Next Pittsburgh.
Can you play more than yeah. one note on a kazoo?
Yes. We'll be right back with Boaz Frankel on the kazoo. Where else can you get entertainment like this? Only on Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland. Free Odyssey app or go to kdkradio.com. Please download and take a listen. This is Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland. That faint pop sound you
pouring
heard
wine.
In the background.
The wine's out.
Episode 5, and we're with Boaz Frankel. Again, we want to thank the guys at 23rd and Vine here on East Carson Street. We want to thank our producer, Dick Roberts. He's connected us with a lot of interesting people, including this Boaz Frankel, who works next Pittsburgh and stuffbyboaz.com. Now, Boaz, part of your elaborate accoutrements is the kazoo. How did you get into kazoos? So much so you created a museum in South Carolina near Parris Island, where the Marine Corps boot camp is.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people who work at the Kazoo Museum, which is part of a kazoo factory, they're like the spouses of people who were on the base. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's the kazoo is, I think, sort of a cool instrument because it's one of the only instruments invented in America. We think that the history of the kazoo is sort of shrouded in mystery, but I like it because it's truly one of the most democratic instruments. Anyone can pick it up and play it. You know, you don't have to go to 10 years of piano lessons.
Is there a trick to it, though?
So here's what you got to do. Put the big end in your mouth. There's sort of a smaller end and a big end.
Oh,
got these classic,
I would have went the other way.
This end? Okay.
And then you sort of hum or talk into it.
Really?
Like do-do-do-do-do.
Wow.
Try a song. What can we play?
A really good one is Saints Go Marching In.
Okay.
All right, you
Let's
ready?
Try it.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
It's like a New Orleans funeral. Wow. That was
You won't get that just anywhere.
I like it. It's fun playing the kazoo.
Yeah.
My nose.
No one's going to criticize.
Does that tickle your nose doing that?
A little.
I like it, though. You know, no one's going to criticize your kazoo work. Who's going to say bad kazoo work?
Exactly.
No one. Right?
Can you be off key with a kazoo?
Yes. If you can sing off key, you can.
Oh, in that case.
That might explain the problem with the foursome here.
In that case.
So you have to take kazoo lessons.
Voice lessons would do it.
Yeah,
but
really?
If you can, because whatever you're singing, you're making that same note on the kazoo.
Yeah, we got to take
different
this.
Different tones about them? Is each kazoo a little different?
The tones will be different. If it's a metal kazoo, and depending on what the resonator is, that's sort of the little wax paper or plastic thing in here that vibrates that causes that humming noise. Like back in the day, those would be made out of like cow gut.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And so that would make a different noise depending on what that membrane is. It can make a different noise with the kazoo. And kazoos have been made in so many different shapes. I mean, the Kazoo Museum has 100 kazoos, you know, made out of all sorts of materials from, you know, tin to steel to bakelite to paper, all sorts of stuff.
Now, do you have a link to this museum that we could take a look online, or do we have to go to South Carolina?
You should go to South Carolina. There are some photos online. On my website, you can check out some photos.
Why did you make it in Beaufort and not Pittsburgh?
Well, here's the thing. There's a kazoo factory. America's only plastic kazoo factory is in Beaufort, South Carolina, and they gave us a spot for free. So, and they really have invested heavily in the Kazoo Museum and giving it a spot, and it's open to the public for free 5 days a week whenever their factory is open.
Well, maybe we could open one here.
Could you imagine?
Could
you imagine being at the airport though and saying, "Where are you going?" And I'm waiting, going, "I'm going to the Kazoo Museum." People aren't going to believe me.
Yeah,
never.
I'm going to the Marine Corps direct flight
to the Kazoo Museum.
There's a lot to see in Beaufort, but I would love to open a Pittsburgh branch if you know someone who's got some, you know, a piece of their shop or anything.
Yeah, right here. 23rd and Vine.
Are we going to open it? Don't we have room here at 23rd?
Yeah, we could get a space right back in the corner there.
Oh, put the kazoos up on the wall with the Smokey Robinson wine.
Yeah, I'm game. I don't need to be convinced.
We'll have to talk to the owners about that. Meanwhile, what are you doing next? It says you've directed film and TV projects. You know, Jim's an actor, producer.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Nothing like that is in the works right now. Right now, I'm working on a lot of gardening, which has been fun. I did the Master Gardener program at Phipps, which was really fun right before the pandemic. And then we moved into a house like a week before lockdown happened. So I really sort of hunkered down and did a lot of gardening. I've been trying to make a new kind of gardening TV show. That's sort of my dream right now. I was able to do a little segment that aired on QED this summer, which was really fun. But basically, here's the thing. All gardening shows are so prescriptive right now. It's like, okay, here's how to add a pop of color to the side of your driveway, or here's how to trim your rose bushes. But we're not talking about plants holistically. It's like, why isn't there anyone talking about plants like Anthony Bourdain talked about food? Because plants are everything. Like, your house is made out of plants. We're eating plants in all our meals. Like, our medicine is plants. Like, the future of space travel is plants. Like, we got to figure out how to do container gardening efficiently if we want to live on Mars. Like, plants are everything. It's crazy.
Yes. This is true.
I eat a plant-based diet, actually.
Oxygen.
Yeah, plants are everywhere. Yeah, and then the more you eat them, you know, the better you like
them.
Well,
then you have to do a show. Yeah, that's what you're trying to do, then. Get a
show.
That's
what I'm trying to do, yeah.
We need to add entertainment, maybe the kazoo, the wine.
Yeah,
what about wine?
While you're gardening or something.
How do you feel about wine, Boaz?
Wine's great. Wine is plants.
And by the way, we have wine in front of us now.
Yeah.
You know who made some wine?
Everybody.
Cheers.
So we say cheers, or in Italian, they would say salut. And then you would say chindan.
Yeah. L'chaim.
It's a great one.
L'chaim. Prost. Das vidanya. No, that's not das vidanya. That's Russian for see you later.
But three glasses of that and you'll find out why Wake Up Larry Richard went off the air. You got to watch him.
You know what? I always tell people when they ask about wine, I said, Jesus made wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes. Think about it.
Good point.
He was 30 living with his parents.
Made wine.
I'm not making this up.
That we know of.
He was 30 years old. We don't know much about Jesus from age 12 to 30. He was just working as a carpenter with his dad.
True.
His mother says, let's go to the wedding in Cana.
Right.
He knows what's coming, right? Mm-hmm. He says, she has to coax him. They get to the wedding. He's waiting for it. They run out of wine.
He makes the wine.
His mother, Mary, looks at him and says,
make the wine.
Jesus. And he says, this is in the Bible. I'm not making a word of this up.
Right.
Mother, it's not my time. She's there. Jesus.
It's a wedding.
He goes,
it's always
okay.
Time for wine.
And then he told them with the casks of water in the back. All right. And the sommelier or whatever that guy's name is.
Sommelier, whatever.
The
sommelier.
Yeah.
And he goes back and he tastes it. And what does he say? Again, it's in the Bible, not my words.
What did he say?
He says, normally they save the best wine they serve the best wine first, but you save the best for last.
Wow. You know what, though? Who's going to criticize God?
Nobody.
Nobody.
But I want to know.
It could have been bad. They don't know. You're not going to criticize
God. They never say in the Bible whether it was a red wine, a white wine. We don't know. It's a great mystery.
I think we're just assuming
it was
like
Kubak Chuck from Trader Joe's.
Which is now 4 bucks.
It wasn't a boxed wine. Was it a boxed wine? We don't know.
A boxed wine.
We don't know. Could have been Boone's Farm.
We do know it was in a vessel. But, I mean,
if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for
Larry. That's what I've been telling
the slogan for the wine.
Amen to that. Yes. Oh, I only wish we could take water and turn it into wine.
That's a great story. I forgot about that. That's a great
story. It's 100% true.
Could you imagine you're in a couple going, God, thank God for, thank you, God.
Yeah,
no,
God
said,
for God.
And he
you
sat
know,
in the back.
Every time I take a drink, I say that.
They said, thank God.
I believe Jesus.
And he said, you're welcome.
Something?
Yeah.
He was the only guy in the room that could say that either.
And he gave a card with money.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's classy.
Classy.
No,
he
left him with a case of wine.
Anyway, so what are you going to do now? What's your next big thing, Boaz, experimenting in Pittsburgh?
My next big thing, I just started doing this thing for Next Pittsburgh, which, you know, I'll say maybe we took some inspiration from Wake Up with Larry Richard, but there's sort of these a little goofy-er segments where essentially, I feel like they do this less, but used to be on the morning news, you'd turn on, they'd be like, okay, let's go to Sheila, who's at the goat farm. You'd be like, hey, we're here with the goats, or whatever.
She's in.
I was there with the goats.
You did those segments.
She's done that.
I feel like there's less of that today. And so,
I believe you. Everything you say.
These weekly segments we're doing are these live segments that sort of feel like those live hits of yore, I guess, where we're like out at White Whale Bookstore checking out the new space before they open it, or we're at Phantom Fall Fest at Kennywood with Kenny the Kangaroo walking through the haunted maze or whatever. So
like
we do
hot,
these live
happening
on Monday, yeah.
Cool.
Well, we can't thank you enough for coming down, sampling. You guilted Bob Azzelli enough to get some
now.
Free wine.
I mean, I don't regret it, but I feel
I'm impressed.
Bad.
We're going to practice.
Bob's real name is pronounced Bob Buzzelli because the double Z in Italian. So everyone from Bloomfield's been calling him the wrong name all these years.
Buzzelli.
His partner in 23rd and Vine, Louis Caputo, and Ray Sefcik.
Yes, but in Pittsburgh, we shorten everything. It's Buzzy, right, Buzz?
No, it's Buzz. Buzz. Yeah. People know him as Buzz. He was a great pitcher at Central Catholic. I'm sure there'll be a documentary coming as soon as he uses some of that money he's made over the years by telling the land barons and moguls of the industry where to put their money. I'm sure
we're
got some.
We're going to learn the kazoo. Next time you come back, we are going to be able to... Three of us are going to do every Rolling Stone song ever.
Yeah, we're going to become experts
except
on the kazoo.
Except Brown Sugar. We want to thank our producer, Dick Roberts. Rick Dolnat, a great actor who is also helping as a stagehand. And we appreciate you lowering yourself to be with us. And Jim Pultowski, who's a tremendous partner in this. Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate
you.
All right, we'll play a kazoo out. Odyssey, AUDACY. Get the free app. Check it out, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyatt. Boaz, thank you.
Thanks, Boaz. Appreciate it.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.